This is TWiT.
Federal Communications Commission Commissioner Ajit Pai has accused Netflix in a letter to CEO Reed Hastings of securing fast lanes for its own content at the expense of competitors and using proprietary caching systems to force internet service providers to use non-standard equipment. He's asked for a response from Netflix by December 16th. Pai's office provided Ars Technica links to three articles describing Netflix's refusal to join the new streaming video alliance, but no direct sources for the Fastlane's claim or the accusation that Netflix changed its streaming protocols to prevent open caching software from working. As an alternative to installing caching systems inside the big ISP networks, Netflix began paying to get direct connections to the networks of Comcast, AT&T, Time Warner Cable, and Verizon. During peak viewing hours, Netflix accounts for around a third of all downstream internet traffic in North America and 9.5% of upstream traffic. That's a lot. Netflix has asked the FCC to force ISPs to provide the connections for free. Amazon's takeout and delivery feature has gone live. We heard about it earlier this month. It's a real deal now, pitting the e-commerce giant against services like Seamless and Grubhub within the Amazon local app and website. Takeout and delivery is only live in Seattle, at least for now. It's covering about 20 restaurants for delivery and about 110 restaurants for takeout orders for pickup. The company lets you charge everything to your existing Amazon account, unsurprisingly. The company also recently launched its point-of-sale service, Amazon Local Register, which competes against companies like Square and PayPal with a point-of-sale app and card-reading hardware. So one might think Amazon could use new connections with these restaurants and other merchants that are part of the delivery network to then convert them to customers to its local register project as well. Well, he wasn't content to stop at Uber. Senator Al Franken has sent a letter to Lyft as well, asking it to detail its privacy practices. Questions include which employees can access consumer data, how training is structured for employees that can access that information, what mechanisms exist to provide oversight of worker activity, how third-party corporations interact with user data. Franken says he expects a response by the end of the year.